Bobby Cohen is back, and his show is Takeover Talk. And here is Bobby Cohen.
Thank you, Doug. It's September 10th, Monday, and today is another live hour of Takeover Talk. I'm your host, Bobby Cohen. And to all my Jewish listeners today, a happy and healthy New Year. Our focus will be to assist you in acquiring the most current and comprehensive information on potential public takeover targets in the U.S. capital markets. Remember, I'm just guiding you to this information. You need to do your due diligence before buying or selling any stock. M&A, which again is the acronym for mergers and acquisitions, is unpredictable. And it's usually not in the best interest to acquire stocks simply because rumors are percolating. You have to like it as a standalone company as well. Okay, let me start by saying I have a mea culpa. That's right. Last week, I'm acknowledging I've done something wrong and silly on the show. I mentioned the company Rigel Pharmaceuticals. Well, not only did I mispronounce the name, I mentioned to you as Regal Pharmaceuticals. Well, it's not Regal Pharmaceuticals. It's Rigel Pharmaceuticals. And also, Rigel Pharmaceuticals symbol I mentioned was RGL. It's not RGL. Believe it or not, there's not even a stock symbol in the United States, I believe, that's associated with RGL. The symbol for Rigel Pharmaceuticals is RIGL. That's RIGL. I gave my listeners the incorrect symbol, and I mispronounced the name. Okay? The stock trades at around $3.25. Everything just so you know, everything about the company I mentioned last week was correct, except the mispronouncing of the name and the incorrect symbol. I don't know what I was thinking about. I am sorry again. It's Rigel Pharmaceuticals, and the symbol is RIGL. And by the way, to refresh your memories, the brokerage firm Jefferies & Company had mentioned Rigel Pharmaceuticals, RIGL, as a potential takeover target in a March 26, 2018, 24/7 WallStreet.com article. It was interesting. You should look into it. It was a good read. Look into RIGL. I mentioned it last week, and it is a low-priced stock. Okay, just had to get some housekeeping out of the way on that one. Well, the first company I'd like to discuss with you is called Wynn Resorts. The symbol, WYNN, Willie Yellow Nancy Nancy. The stock is currently trading at $133. The 52-week high is $204. The 52-week low is $127. This is the holding company which engages in the development, ownership, and operation of destination casino resorts. Let me refresh one's memory. The CEO and founder, Steve Wynn, stepped down as CEO of Wynn Resorts after misconduct allegations back in February of 2018, that's when the takeover rumors started to swirl. And boy, did they swirl. I did a little digging and found a solid New York Post article dated April 5th, 2018. The reporter, Josh Cosman, just so you know, is a terrific writer, stated that MGM Resorts may roll the dice and buy Wynn Resorts. The article mentioned that MGM had expressed recent interest in buying Wynn Resorts. That's correct. It went on to say that Wynn Resorts is not on the block, but one source close to the situation said the company's new CEO would sell if he got the right price. Quote, I think if the Wynn CEO gets his deal, he'll sell, unquote, which was in the article. A source close to a large gaming company said, adding that he believes there is a 50-50 chance MGM reaches a deal within the next several months. The article goes on to say that a bid for Wynn could prompt other casinos like Caesars Entertainment to jump in. Two gaming sources said that. Also, I found on March 9th, 2018, a very good Street.com article. I believe it quotes the famous Jim Cramer from CNBC. Quote, Jim said, I think Wynn might actually be acquired by another company. Cramer goes on to say, I think it's a natural takeover for Las Vegas Sands or even MGM. I would keep a close eye on this one, my listeners. Just so you know, as an aside, today, Monday, September 10th, I believe J.P. Morgan spoke positive, again, today, about Wynn Resorts. The stock's already up $4 today. I believe on Thursday or Friday it hit a fresh 52-week low. But I believe it's up $4 today. I believe JPM sees the stock, their words, quote, as a buying opportunity. Remember, like I always mention to my listeners, you have to like the company based on its fundamentals first. If there's talk of takeover, potential takeover, consider that tailwind. Okay. My listeners, my friends, that was Wynn Resorts. W-Y-N-N. The next company I'd like to discuss with you is Boston Scientific, symbol BSX, Boy Sam X-Ray, currently trading at $35.85. The 52-week high is $37.30. The 52-week low is $24.54. Boston Scientific is a huge medical device company. BSX, Boston Scientific, transforms lives through innovative medical solutions that improve the health of patients around the world. A global company. On June 12, 2018, just recently, Zacks.com. Article, headline, quote, Stryker likely to acquire Boston Scientific. It said it's likely to take over Boston Scientific, creating a market value of more than $110 billion company. However, the article did say the chances of the deal are uncertain because there are no confirmatory press releases from the company representatives at this moment. I was intrigued by this read, a good read, so I did a bit more digging. I found a recent June 12, 2018 Investor Business Daily article. That's right, Investor's Business Daily. The headline, Why Dow's Johnson & Johnson May Try to Sweep Boston Scientific from Stryker. The article goes on to say that J&J, Johnson & Johnson, could engage in a bidding war to sweep Boston Scientific out from under Stryker. An analyst, it said. The analyst is from the company Canaccord Genuity. And I believe the analyst stated that if the headlines are substantiated and Stryker is, in fact, making a bid on Boston Scientific, we see a high likelihood that J&J could emerge as another potential bidder. Also, J&J had been bantered about as a potential Boston Scientific acquirer for years. And if the bidding war emerges, we'd place a high likelihood on J&J being acquired, which was stated in the article. So most interesting about a potential bidding war, both on Boston Scientific that I just mentioned to you, and Wynn Resources that I had mentioned to you earlier. I'd like to see how these two end up. We're going to be taking these two down to the wire. So let's just keep a close eye on these two potential takeovers that could bring additional acquirers to the table. Okay, I have a caller, which is Mark Weinstein, and let me share with you, and I'm glad Mark called. We had spoken about a company last week on my radio show called MeWe.com. It was brought front and center by a caller, one of our listeners, John, and he told me and everybody else listening that we should keep a close eye on this private company. This company is a competitor, I believe, to a company that everybody knows called Facebook, but without the privacy issues. So I'm gonna welcome the CEO, Mark Weinstein. Mark, it's Bobby. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, Bobby. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. Can you hear me?
Oh, we hear you just fine. How was my introduction? Was it simple to the point?
Simple to the point. MeWe, MeWe, we are here. We've got nearly 2 million members. We are the better social network. We have none of Facebook's BS. We don't track people. We don't sell their data. We don't manipulate their news feed. We don't use facial recognition. We don't do political censorship for good Americans. You know, we are the good guys, and we're here. And we actually had an advertisement in the New York Times yesterday. It was on page 8 or page 9, depending which version of the Times you got. Bobby, we are here. MeWe's here to save the day.
Wow. I was not aware of the New York Times article. I'm definitely, after the show is over, I'm going to go on and read the article. And again, since just recently I found out about MeWe, I did some research, and it just blows my mind of how many people know about MeWe. I mean, I didn't know about it, but it just seems like it's becoming front and center these days. And I can only, I can't speak for you, Mark, but I know you're a private company, and you know you have certain, you know, there are certain things that you could discuss and can't discuss, and I appreciate that. But knowing that the VC world, which is, you know, venture capital, is such a fluid market. There's such a fluid market out there for, you know, for the right companies. I have heard the wildest valuations for your company. I mean, from, you know, from anywhere from, it could be, you know, at this moment, this second, it could be valued at $45 million to somebody saying, Bobby, in 18 months, this could be a billion-dollar company. Would you like to just opine on that? I mean, you know, and
yeah, Bobby, and first of all, great show. And it was really great to meet you and connect with you. On our great call the other day, our private call, where we got to know each other. First of all, it's not an article in the New York Times yesterday. It's an advertisement. It says, delete Facebook, join MeWe with your friends and family. Your data is not for sale. No shadow banning. MeWe, the next-gen social network. No ads, no spyware, no BS. Download the app today. So that's an advertisement in the New York Times. We ran ads this summer calling out Facebook in the New York Times, full-page ads, explaining to people all the terrible, horrific things that they've done, including selling all of our data to the Russians, manipulating, you know, our minds and our politics and everything. So, Bobby, here we are. So MeWe, just for our listeners, maybe a little background on me. So I am one of the people who invented social media. And that means the late 90s, I built one of the first social media companies. We were a PC Magazine top 100 company 3 years in a row. We sold it in 2001. I watched MySpace. I watched Facebook. When Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg said privacy is a social norm of the past, I thought, my God, man, you are off your rocker. That's not how the world operates. That's not how our Constitution is. You know, my data is not yours to own and yours to sell. So about 5.5, 6 years ago, we came back. We did our first offering in 2013. We raised money. I put $500,000 of my own money into it. And we started building this great new company. We ran a beta project for 3 years under our corporate name, Scruples Incorporated. And in 2016, we announced we were live at South by Southwest. We won the award as South by Southwest Startup of the Year finalist for Innovative World Technology. Entrepreneur Magazine picked us in 2017 as one of the best entrepreneurial companies in America. And here we are, Bobby, you're right. You know, there's a groundswell. If you check the buzz on Twitter, if you check the buzz, there's a groundswell because we really don't advertise very much at all. We depend on word of mouth about MeWe. And this year we've grown by 1 million members already. You know, with all of this political censorship by Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and even apparently Google, you know, and I'm a libertarian. I believe in our democracy and our republic, and I don't believe that social media companies should be censoring healthy people, law-abiding, good law-abiding citizens just for saying they're a liberal or they're a conservative. That's absurd. So we're growing, and Bobby, we have the greatest technology in the world because I'm a communication technologist. Our engineering team has built great apps, a great desktop. People love it, everything you love. You know, great news feeds, great groups. We've got tens of thousands of groups. You know, it's great for your family and friends. It's also great for your constituencies. And so, Bobby, Mark, on valuation, yeah, go ahead.
Mark, yeah, let's get the valuation in a second. Now, we all know that this is obviously not an offer to buy or sell or any stock or anything like that. But if by some chance one or many of the listeners would like to just contact you just about MeWe in general, is there a contact number or an email that you'd like to give to the listeners now? So that if they want to get more, some additional information that, you know, which I think is great that they can call the CEO, because I highly doubt back in the day they had the accessibility to like a Mark Zuckerberg or the founders of Google. I do have to say that to your point earlier that you've made me feel so comfortable by being able to have dialogue with you immediately when I reached out for you. And I want to share that with my listeners, because I do believe that, you know, that you are this is who I'm speaking with, which is Mark Weinstein. He's the real deal. He's just a regular guy, and he's a nice guy. So, Mark, is there some sort of contact number or email that you can just, you know, you could share with the listeners?
Absolutely. And, Bobby, you know, I'm also one of the world's leading not only inventors of social media, but also privacy advocates. I was interviewed on BBC and PBS this summer. I've written about this issue in Europe and the United States, you know, from USA Today to HuffPo. I've been interviewed on Fox News, you know, you name it.
By the way, just so you not to speak over you, you know what? I know you have the pedigree. I mean, you know, you were born to win. You were born to win the Triple Crown. That's the metaphor I would use for you. But you got the floor. Why don't you give that contact information?
Okay, for our listeners, listen. I am, as Bobby said, just a regular guy. So, Bobby, that's really a wonderful thing to say. Thank you very much. I don't know what to say. Mark, M-A-R-K, at MeWe, MeWe.com. That's Mark, M-A-R-K, at MeWe, MeWe.com. You can write to me there. Anything that you want, you know, contact me there. You know, for our listeners, if you want, here's a phone number. It's 408-502-0827. That's 408-502-0827. And I was just in New York over the weekend. I love New York. You know, I was born in New York. I got to see Springsteen on Broadway this weekend, which was just a spectacular show. I'm sure most of our listeners have probably seen it. And, Bobby, it's an exciting time. Listen, social media is really important for the world, but not the way that Facebook has mucked it up. They're screwing up our democracy. They're selling our information. They're targeting us and manipulating our minds. They have got it wrong, and we've got to fix this. And MeWe is here. This is what we call social done right. And we have an enterprise division, too, MeWe Pro. We have a great revenue model, Bobby. This is important because we don't have any ads, everybody. So if you're listening, we have no ads. We have no spyware. But we have a great freemium revenue model built into the MeWe platform, and we have a separate division for enterprise, for corporations to use for enterprise collaboration called MeWe Pro, completely separate apps, separate desktop. So we are ready to take on the world.
Okay, Mark, I'm limited on time, but I have a question for you. And I don't know if you're going to be able to directly answer this question. So this is what I'd like to ask you, okay?
Throw it at me.
You're a private company. After speaking to you and the homework that I've done, that you are at or almost at that inflection point in time, okay? And there are two ways to monetize an investment when you're private, and I think we had this conversation, either by IPO or eventually one day getting taken over by another company. Okay, those are two ways that I believe that I know how a private company could monetize for their shareholder base. If you were one day to look to get acquired, could you give us just like the usual suspects? Would it be a possible Facebook, a Google, a Snap, a Microsoft? It just seems to me that those companies that I mentioned might be just a natural fit to want to take you under their umbrella. So that's kind of my question, because the show is Takeover Talk, and I don't know what you could, you know, if you could opine on that.
Here, let me answer. So in our industry, the valuations are really unprecedented and have been consistent for now, you know, 20 plus years. So, you know, we can go from a $45 million company to a multi-billion dollar company. It happens. It happens quickly. It can happen. Now, having said that, we position, when we design a company, we're a Delaware C Corp. We've always run the company in preparation for a potential IPO, and that's a really cool way to run a company. Delaware C Corp, you manage everything carefully, you know, your stock classes, your capitalization table, and we know big companies are watching us because M&A is a huge part of our industry also. So the answer is absolutely. Someone did try and acquire us earlier this year, and we turned them down. And that's all that I can and will say about that. But certainly, our company is an acquisition, you know, target as we move forward and you know, and hit different inflection points. And it's very exciting. But of course, we've built the company so that in the event of an acquisition, that the company stays true to its mission to solve the issues that Facebook has created and to solve the trust that Facebook has broken. So it's a very exciting time for us, and right now we're just focused on building the greatest possible company and social network in the world with the best technology, you know, that people can trust and love.
Okay, Mark, like I said, my time is limited, but I want to thank you for calling in. And I want you to know, and I know I speak for all my listeners, you have an open invitation. You call anytime, okay? And I wish
you. Thank you, Bobby.
I wish you, and I know my listeners wish you, the best of luck. And again, Mark, why don't you give your contact email again to everybody if they just need to get a hold of you or would like to ask any questions about me?
Sure. Absolutely. And Bobby, I just want to say, you know, we also have the inventor of the World Wide Web as one of our advisors. It's not Al Gore. It's Sir Tim Berners-Lee. We have a great advisory board. We're the right team doing the right things, patents already, et cetera. Contact me, everybody, if you want to. Mark, M-A-R-K, at MeWe, MeWe.com, or give me a shout or a text at 408-502-0827, 408-502-0827, or Mark at MeWe.com. Thank you, everybody.
Mark.
Bobby, thank you. It's a great show.
You're the best. Thank you, Mark. Thank you very much. Okay, everybody, that was Mark Weinstein, the CEO and founder of MeWe.com, and my sense is that we're going to be hearing a lot of terrific things from Mark Weinstein and MeWe.com. We are already, you know, hearing tremendous things. He made reference that he took a huge ad out, I guess, in the New York Times just a few days ago. I think that says volumes. And you know what? He's a good guy. He's a regular guy. And I like that. Okay. Okay, well, again, that was great. Whew. Wow, I am so glad that Mark called in. All right, let's move on here. The next company I'd like to talk to you about is TripAdvisor. The symbol is TRIP. The stock is currently trading at $50.85. The 52-week high is $62.36. The 52-week low is $29.50. It's an online travel company which owns and operates a portfolio of online travel brands. I stumbled upon a Barron's.com article dated February 6, 2018. It said TripAdvisor. Speculation helps fuel a jump. The article continued to say that the continued takeover speculation has helped the shares get back to late 2017 levels. Stated that renewed takeover speculation, which has swirled around the company for months, may be fueling some of the interest in TripAdvisor. It went on to say that in a note from brokerage firm SunTrust Robinson Humphrey, a pretty big brokerage firm, they said TripAdvisor was a potential takeout candidate. Well, that got my juices going, and I had to do some additional homework on this name. I found a February 2017 article on a website called TNews.com. That's Tom Nancy OOZ.com. It said TripAdvisor tipped for Takeover. It said TripAdvisor could find itself a viable Takeover target. The article focuses on Priceline as the company that could acquire TripAdvisor. But, the reporter also mentions Google and Amazon as other potential buyers as well. Okay? TripAdvisor could have legs. Put this one on your radar screen. The symbol is TRIP. T-R-I-P. Okay. Please, call in and talk to me. The 800 number is 1-888-627-6008. That's it. The call-in number, so you could talk to me, is 1-888-627-6008. Looking forward to hearing from you guys, okay? And also, I did want to mention something to you. I don't say it often enough, but it's an honor to serve all my listeners. It really is. Takeovers are alive and well. I'm here mining for potential takeover opportunities for all my listeners. I'm just sharing information that I found on the internet with you in reference to potential takeover targets. After that, you have to do your own homework, your own due diligence. Oh, we have another caller. It's Franco. Franco, thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling Takeover Talk, Franco.
Hi, Bobby. As usual, it's a pleasure to talk to you and to listen to your program. I'm really hooked now. Every Monday, I make sure I don't do anything else but just listen to you. I have a question to ask.
Thank you, Franco. Thank you for the nice words. Thank you very much, by the way. How can I help you, Franco? What was it you'd like to share with the listeners today?
I'm sorry?
Yes, I was thanking you, and what would you like to share with the listeners today? What is your question?
I have a friend and told me about BlackBerry. There might be a potential takeover target. What do you think about that, Bobby?
I have to tell you, it's funny that you mentioned BlackBerry, because I believe we spoke about BlackBerry as a potential takeover target as well, Franco, I'd say around 3-4 weeks ago. And to the best of my recollection, I think I may have mentioned a 2017 Citron Research article that mentioned BlackBerry as a potential takeover target within back then the next 24 months. And the analyst, my belief, mentioned that he thought the company could be worth up to $20 back then. And as you know, the stock is currently trading around $10 now, Franco. And many people are not aware of what I'm going to mention to you, is that back in 2008, BlackBerry was trading, I believe, as high as $146. That's right, Franco, $146. And because it was back then, it was just a hardware company, primarily a hardware company. And subsequently, you know, a company called Apple Computer got involved and started manufacturing what's called the iPhone, and they just beat BlackBerry to a pulp. And my belief is then it went from $146, Franco, from 2008 to $6 or under $6 in 2013. And I believe the stock is currently trading at around, like I mentioned, around $10. There has always been some good takeover chatter over the last couple, 3 years. So you know, Franco, from what I read in the homework that I've done, that believe it or not, they're primarily a software company now. And why there might be an interest is that some of their software could fold in well with autonomous cars, which is self-driving, Franco. So I think that is the reason why there's been takeover chatter, and maybe the reason why your friend told you to put BlackBerry on your radar screen. Plus, as an aside, Franco, the jockey of the horse, which is the metaphor that I'm using, the CEO of BlackBerry is Dr. Chen. And Dr. Chen has some very good pedigree because many years ago, he took over a company called Sybase, and he shepherded that company to a takeover as well many years later. So I think you're in the right name, Franco, and I would just, you know, I would continue to do your homework on that one, okay?
Very good, Bobby. I really appreciate your input, and I'm going to keep watching the stock, and hopefully then I get to do something before it's too late. Thanks again.
Okay, Franco. Franco, thank you for being a regular listener, and I do look forward to you calling in again, okay, Franco? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Bobby. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you. That was Franco. That was a good one, BlackBerry. We have another caller, Joe. Joe, it's Bobby from Takeover Talk. How are you?
Hey, Bobby, it's Big Joe from The In-Between. How are you doing today?
Oh, my buddy, Big Joe, The In-Between. Again, I have to mention it. The In-Between, you know, if anyone, any of my listeners are ever in Long Island, and again, looking for good food, good drink, and just good people, Syosset, New York, you got to get in and see Big Joe. He's great, and the people there are great. The food's great, and I go there. Hey, Joe, what can I do for you today? What's your question?
Well, I called up a couple of weeks ago about the Campbell Soup takeover, and we were talking, and you told me to just stay idle on it for a little while. And then I just been keeping tabs on it, and now I know that they're seeking to replace the whole board. And I just wanted to ask you what you thought about that and, you know, just your take on Campbell.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you know what? I have to tell you, I'm still pretty constructive on Campbell Soup. I'm a big fan of Dan Loeb of Third Street, which is the hedge fund, Joe, that's doing all the rattling to the board of directors. You know, I think Dan Loeb, you know, he's done the heavy lifting for all the shareholders, and his belief, Joe, is that there's some real value there. And, you know, I believe the stock is still trading around $40. And I can't see Dan Loeb getting involved and putting in all his money into this thing because he thinks he's only going to make a couple bucks. I think Dan Loeb has, you know, sharpened his pencil, and that this is going to be this could be a big number for the right, you know, for the right acquirer. And I kind of know what you know by reading the papers and going on the internet. I don't see Dan Loeb going away anytime soon unless, you know, he can get this company sold. Because I think the article mentioned, and correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, is that the company wanted to kind of like, you know, just sell bits and pieces and kind of go that route and not put the whole company up for sale.
Do you think that Campbell's making a bad decision in thinking about selling the fresh food business?
You know what? Again, I'm not an investment banker, but I'm going to defer to Dan Loeb. And I think, I think that an acquirer probably would want to buy the whole company and not cherry pick bits and pieces. I think it would behoove the company and the board of directors, if I could side with Dan Loeb, you know, is just try to sell the whole company. because once you start, you know, knocking off fresh fruit, fresh food and this and that, you know, sometimes the shareholders get diluted a bit. So, you know, I'd have to defer. I'd have to defer to Dan Loeb of Third Street because he's a pretty smart guy, Joe. But
he is.
But again, I want to make one note here: is that there's that one family that was, you know, that goes back to the original founders of Campbell's Soup over 130, 140 years ago, and collectively, I believe they still own 40% of the company. So it's going to be, it's not going to be easy for Dan Loeb to try to get shareholder approval to get this thing sold. But I think at the end of the day, you know what, you know, money's going to talk here, and I have faith in the ability of Dan Loeb and trying to get Campbell's Soup sold at a substantial premium to where it's trading today, Joe. Did that make any sense? What do you think?
No, I think it makes sense. You know, I'm just going to keep watching it for a little while and see.
Okay. Well, Joe, I always appreciate you calling in, and I'll probably see you over the next day or two, okay?
All right, Bobby. Well, listen, thanks, and have a good day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Joe. Thanks again, okay? Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you, Joe. That was Joe from Long Island. He's the owner of The In-Between. I mentioned that company, his pub a lot. Just a great place if you like nice people. He's a nice person. Just like, you know, we had Mark Weinstein on. You know, the common thread is I like to surround myself just with nice people, okay? But he had a great question. Again, Joe's been following Campbell Soups. The saga continues. The saga continues. And, I think Campbell Soup is at a pivotal moment. And the board of directors has a fiduciary responsibility. Like I had mentioned earlier, not only in this situation, but other situations. And it would be nice if Dan Loeb could get this company sold at a significant premium to where the company is currently trading, which I believe is around $40 or so. And because sometimes Dan Loeb, you know, he has the secret sauce. So I have faith in him. Okay, that was Joe calling from Long Island, and he spoke. He wanted to talk about in detail about Campbell Soup. Okay, the next company I'd like to discuss with you is Bed Bath & Beyond. The symbol, BBBY. That's boy, yellow. Stock is currently trading at $18.57. The 52-week high is $29.63. The 52-week low is $16.52. Bed Bath & Beyond engages in the operation of retail stores and retails domestic merchandise and home furnishings. I found an interesting article from the Street Authority dated December 4th, 2017. Quote, could one of these five retail stocks be Amazon's next target? The one that jumped out at me was the mention of Bed Bath & Beyond. It states that Amazon has its sight set on the home decor and furnishing sector. The article goes on to say that Amazon has launched an app that enables shoppers to scan barcodes at stores to automatically place an Amazon order for the same product. So the potential to improve this existing integration makes Bed Bath & Beyond an ideal acquisition target for Amazon. I also found a Bloomberg article dated November 6th, 2017. It stated quote, Bed Bath Beyond is buyout bait. Its prospects are shaky, but it's cheap enough to attract private equity. The article mentions that a potential take private of Bed Bath & Beyond is a possibility. The article continues to go on to mention private equity firms such as Apollo Global Management and Leonard Green Partners as potential buyers for Bed Bath & Beyond. Now, keep in mind, the stock has been crushed over the last year, and maybe is one reason why Bed Bath & Beyond is being looked at as a potential takeover target, which is its low stock price. Just saying, do your homework. Like I always mention to all my listeners, you have to like the company based on its fundamentals. If you like the fundamentals and you check that box off, then see if there's potential takeover chatter on that company. You never know what could happen. And again, I did mention there were times that maybe there was takeover chatter on a company 2-3 years ago, and it lays quiet for that many years, and then all of a sudden you wake up one day, you wake up one Monday, and the stock that's in your portfolio just pop possibly 50, 100%. And you go back and you make reference and you go, ha, it was mentioned 2-3 years ago as a potential takeover target. I'm not saying it's easy, but sometimes it's that basic. And that's what happens sometimes. Okay? Okay, call in and talk to me. Dial 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. Give me a call. I'm Bobby Cohen. I'm here at Takeover Talk. I'd love to know what's on your mind. Like I always mention to you, takeovers are alive and well. Who doesn't like a potential takeover? Come on, right? Okay. You know what I'd like to discuss with you? I'm sorry. I couldn't stay away from this one. I just couldn't. It's Tesla. All over the place, Tesla. It's front and center. I believe the stock today is $278. I think it's up $15 today. Yep, Tesla is the electric car company. And like I mentioned, I could not stay away from this one. It's like a lightning rod. So many people gravitate towards this name, including me. I read a fabulous Business Insider story, which was dated August 18, 2018. Okay? It was quoted, the quote of the heading of the article, forget about Tesla going private. There was still time for Apple to buy the company. That's right. Apple to buy the company, the article. It stated that Apple and its pile of cash and $1 trillion market cap could ride to the rescue. The narrative that I got is that Apple could easily pay $420 per share for Tesla in either an all cash or a stock in cash or an all stock deal. The article mentions that there's chatter about an Apple car launch in 2023. So I personally could see why Apple might be interested in Tesla as a potential takeover. Also, the article brings to light that Apple would not only be getting the car business, but also Tesla stores, an extensive supercharger network, a battery factory in Nevada, and as a bonus, yes, a bonus, a solar and energy storage business, which would position Apple immediately as a player in the power industry. The article finishes up by saying Apple has never undertaken a massive acquisition. It isn't in their DNA. But transportation, electric cars, self-driving cars, ride-hailing, looks like a major 21st century business. And buying Tesla would put Apple immediately at the white hot center of our transportation future. Well, that was a heck of an article and a terrific read. To me, and to me, you know, me only, I guess, it checked all the boxes and made good sense of why Apple might want to acquire Tesla. I'd like to know what you think about that. We only have a few minutes left, but if you'd still like to call in, let me know what you think about that. Again, Tesla has been front and center. The call-in number is 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. I'd like to know what you think about, you know, Tesla and about anything else that might be on your mind that you'd like to talk to me about and the listeners. Well, there's one more company that I'd like to discuss with you. It's a smaller company. I found it. It's called Lifetime Brands. The symbol is LCUT. That's Larry Canary Uncle Tom. Stock currently trades at around $11.30. The 52-week high is $19.70. The 52-week low is $10. This company engages in the design, sourcing, and sale of branded kitchenware and tableware used in the home. Listen to this story. Back on April 18th, 2017, around a year and a half ago, Lifetime Brands' board of directors rejected an unsolicited acquisition proposal from hedge fund manager Mill Road Capital Management. Yes, I believe they are Greenwich-based Mill Road Capital Management. Back then, Mill Road had acquired over 10% of Lifetime Brands and had offered to pay $20 a share in cash for the rest of the company it did not own. But as I mentioned, the company's board of directors rejected that offer. The company mentioned back then that Lifetime Brands prospects as an independent company remained strong, and their goals of continuing to build long-term stockholder value would be best served by remaining focused on the execution of their strategy. Okay, well now, let's fast forward to today, September 10th, 2018, the stock is closer to $11, not the $20 that Mill Road Capital had offered well over a year ago. And they recently seemed to just disappoint in both revenues and earnings in their last quarterly numbers. The reason why I mentioned this name is that maybe, just maybe, this hedge fund will take a second look at Lifetime Brands. And maybe, just maybe, if there is a next time, and if there's a next time, the company's board of directors will embrace a potential takeover offer if ever blessed with it again. That was Lifetime Brands, LCUT, Larry, Charlie, Uncle Tom. This one's extremely speculative. Do your homework on this one, okay? But put it on your radar screen. Well, my time is over. My time is limited. I have less than a minute. I just want to thank all my listeners today. And like I always mention, it's an honor to serve all my listeners. If you want to contact me, please shoot me off an email at rcohen9074@AOL.com. That's right. Contact me at rcohen9074@AOL.com. Well, my time is up. Today, September 10th, Monday. This was another hour of Takeover Talk. I've been your host, Bobby Cohen, and thank you very much. I look forward to speaking to all my listeners next Monday. Thank you again, and Doug, back to you, and I want to thank BBSRadio.com and its affiliate stations. Thank you again, and this has been Takeover Talk, and I'm Bobby Cohen. Thank you again. Bye-bye.